Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Marisola Morales with Everything Stay at Home Mom. And with me today is, of course, Claudia Lee. Hi, Claudia.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Pretty good. Hey, I apologize because it looks like I set the show up wrong. So we're doing a 15-minute show instead of a 30-minute one. So we're going to have to put this on turbo, if that's okay.
Oh, all right. Let's do it.
All right.
So today we're going to talk about our summer plans because summer came so fast I wasn't even ready for it. And we've been talking about doing this show for like 2 weeks now, and I'm already 2 weeks into my summer. I don't know. How's it going over there?
2 weeks? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
People, well, I don't think we'll ever be on official summer, but, I mean, our whole year we take time for breaks and fun here and there, since that's how I homeschool.
Cool.
But most kids are on here aren't out until maybe this week and some next week.
Yeah, so we're still on time for this show. I guess we were going to have some tips, but we got 15 minutes. So my biggest tip for making the summer a sane summer for mom and a fun summer for kids is what's been working for me is to get a routine going. And I know that might turn some people off because it might seem like, well, it's summer. The whole point is to relax and not do anything. But trust me, that only leads to chaos and boredom. And so we got a routine going. It took me like probably a week to work out all the kinks. And now it's good. And I feel like I can relax now and just do summer. You know?
So you have an actual routine that you wrote down, like you made a schedule?
Yes, and it did take, the first week was hard because the first week we're getting used to letting the kids sleep in a little bit because my girls get up really early to do school, like 5:30 they start their school. And
oh, wow.
But I know, because we have babies, my babies are 4 and 5. But they, you know, they're up at 6:30, they're loud, they want breakfast, they want to play with the kids, they do a lot of horse play with the big girls, the high schoolers, so can take time out of their school, you know. So the big girls usually are up at 5:30 during the regular school year. Everybody gets their math done. They do teaching textbooks on the computer, and so everybody has their own laptop, they're in their room. They do Bible first, so that's like 30, 40 minutes. It's their own devotional time, their own time with God, so there's no time limit on it. But then after that, they do their math, and that's, you know, a good hour when you're doing your upper-level math. 40 minutes to an hour depends on the day and the lesson. And then it's official up for the day. You know, like the babies are up at 7 o'clock, dad's up. We do breakfast and all that. That's kind of like our school year, how the school year goes. But now, since they took a break from doing math, we're going to do some homeschool, but I'll tell you about that in the routine. But for now, they've been doing no school, only studying for the ACT, my two 11th graders. And I've been doing nothing for the last couple of weeks for the babies, so it's really, we haven't been doing any school. But basically, we're getting up the girls around 8 o'clock. So that's a whole 8 or 8:30, you know, that's a whole 3 extra hours that they're sleeping in. It's really good for them. And then they're doing, you know, slowly, everything's slower. I'm still up around 6:30 because the little ones are up. You know, they're not going to let me sleep in. But then I get to have a little bit of alone time, and I'm making the little one stay in the room with me, and I have a little, I think I sent you a picture of how I have these new little shelves for my bed, and it has all of our sunlight reading books in there, and so they're going to get like either like their picture Bibles or their just any books, any picture books they want, and they have to stay in bed like for a little while so that I can have that time to read a little bit. Then we'll,
yeah, let's do the next show on brainwashing your kids into loving to read, because we definitely need more details on that. Okay, tell us the next thing.
Okay,
tell us the next thing on your routine.
Okay, so let's say then wake up, have breakfast. Everybody does a little bit of chores. It's lighter. Everything's, you know, just a lot more laid back. We clean up and do the dishes. So it's 9:15 when all of that's done. Around, we've been getting out of the house around 10 o'clock, and we live in a community that has a HOA, and it's a recreation center with a pool and a park and all of that. It's been the hugest blessing. So we're using their library there, but if you didn't have access to an HOA, you could go to the library or whatever in your home. But it just gives us a change of scenery, and it makes it a little more fun. So my big girls are going to the library there and studying for the ACT for about an hour and a half or 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my morning time where I'm taking the babies to the park and just letting them run around and get a lot of exercise and a lot of sun. And it's been so good for me. The sun's been so good for me. So that's going to change a little bit because Monday, Wednesday, Friday, they're going to start offering guitar lessons there like they've done in the last summers. So that's going to look like 9:15 to 10. The big kids are going to be taking guitar. And then the little babies are going to be running around in the park. And then 10 o'clock to 1, we're going to do our summer school, which means the big girls are going to be doing their math and English, and the babies are going to be doing reading, Spanish, and math. And that's just to keep us going. It's not going to be a big deal. The Spanish is going to be a lot of fun stuff, like videos and word games and things like that. And a little bit of Spanish phonics that we left off on. About a year ago, we were doing really well with that. And we moved permanently back to Arizona and stopped commuting, and I just forgot. I packed it and never unpacked it, you know. So we're going to do just start from 10 to 1. 1 o'clock, we're going to have lunch and do the whole lunch cleanup, the dishes, all that. And then it's been working out really good about from 1 to 3:30. Or 3:45, we have just a downtime. And because the babies have been out in the sun running around all morning and just doing stuff all morning, they're ready. And they have been playing so nicely. So nicely, Maricela, like just alone or together. I don't know. I just love it. It's so good. And
nice.
So around... Yes, I know, thank God, right? And around 3:45, almost every day we're going to the pool. So 3:45, around 3:30 or 3 o'clock, I start getting everything ready for dinner. And if it's something I can cook really quick, then I'm leaving everything chopped and done and just ready so when I get back at 6 o'clock. And if not, I'll leave it in the crock pot or the pressure cooker. And if I use the pressure cooker, I'm letting it do like a slow release, so I just leave it in there, and it's not a big deal, and I have usually, like, the rice cooker going, so everything's ready when we come back. So 3:45, we're heading out the door, going to the pool, and usually we're meeting some of our homeschool friends there, or it's just us, and my daughter, who graduated, is working part-time now, so we're usually dropping her off at work at that time, and on our way back, we go swim. And it's so laid back. I'm at the pool. Like, I reached the golden age of motherhood. Like, when all the kids are safe in the pool, you know, they're not babies anymore. Oh, I love it. Oh, it's so good. So every day I'm at the pool planning for school or, like, reading or listening to podcasts or texting you. Or and then 6 o'clock, we do the showers. I'm doing the showers there. That's, like, the biggest tip. I'm showering the baby, doing, like, the shampoo, conditioner, the whole thing there. And then I put the babies in their pajamas. And they're so cozy, you know, because it's chilly here in the evening. So they're in, like, their big robes, and we go home that way. And then 6:30 is dinner. And we're done with dinner and all the cleanup around 7:30. And then 7:30, we do either read alouds in bed with the babies, like me and the babies, and then the big girls do whatever they want, you know, and or movie night. And we're watching a lot of TV. I don't know, that's bad, right? But
always.
A lot of, no, it's the summer, you know. So a lot of rescue bots, astronauts, and
those technically count as school. They're educational.
I think that's school. Yeah. Peep and chirp, that's definitely school. So or read aloud. We didn't finish our sunlight stuff because I started that in January. So I'll just keep reading. It's no pressure, you know. I'll keep reading that to the babies through the school year, and then around 9, they just fall asleep. And I'm done.
Whoa.
Except
yeah.
my oldest.
And then ready for the next
day. Yeah, she's working until 11, so I'm, like, falling asleep, and I set my alarm, and then I go. She works about 6 minutes from the house, so that's super easy. I go get her, and she comes home all happy. It worked out so good. So that's good. That's our routine. The first week, it didn't work out because all the external things weren't in place. Like, you know, we didn't know. You have to work it out, you know, and don't give up. Like, give it a couple weeks to fall into place. And once it does, then you're kind of free because you know what's happening next. It's not, like, it's not a surprise, and you don't feel like you're having a plan all the time, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that pretty much sums it up for our show.
Oh, goodness. I'm so sorry.
Thanks for sharing all your tips. I have a few last-minute ones. I did give you enough time to have a little closing statement. So I love that you mentioned the water, the swim, and there's a bunch of rec centers that have awesome deals for the summer passes. Especially for younger kids, they have special hours in some places. So that's always good, and like you said, it wears them out so that when they're home, they're ready to kind of play quietly and relax. There's all the summer reading programs and, like, launching parties at the libraries, and you can get rewards of some sort for reading books. There's the spray parks that also help exhaust the kids. And I have to do my plug for my secondary project, Macaroni Kid. If you have one in your town, just go to macaronikid.com and find your closest town website. And they have a full calendar of everything going on in the summer. They'll list all the special events at the libraries or every special event in your local rec center or towns and stuff. And it makes finding things to do easy, and it makes creating a schedule easy. Any last words, Claudia?
No, those are great tips. Awesome. When we didn't have this close by rec center, we did use the public pool, and that was awesome, too. We just got the summer pass, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I highly recommend that.
Yeah. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. We'll come back with more fun ideas if we think of any more or other topics like getting your kids to enjoy reading in the summer. We'll do that next. So thanks for joining us, and make sure you look us up and connect with us on everything SAHM.net. Goodbye.